Taking you to Boner Town, bitch.
Don't call me bitch.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm taking you to Boner Town, love.
Ladies, ladies, ladies.
Uneducated humor.
We're right at his heels.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Welcome to Uneducated Humor. I'm Arnold.
And I'm Lainey.
And this is Uneducated Humor. It has been a long time. Been, what, 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months.
6 months? Mm-hmm. So basically, I'm a dumb shithead. We did this whole intro and I forgot to hit record. My bad.
Yeah.
So if Lainey sounds a little pissy, it's my fault.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been 6 months since we last recorded. Been extremely busy, have a whole different lifestyle now. We've been living together for
six months.
Since okay. The last time we recorded.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's been very interesting. There's a reason why I haven't recorded is because, you know, I have a whole different lifestyle now. I actually live with my girlfriend. I have two kids, and there's just no time for it.
Yeah.
Podcasting is like sex. If you're not in the mood, you're going to have a shitty experience.
You're gonna go with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've had plenty of opportunities to record, but it's turned out we've been too lazy to actually get down to it and do it. So
yeah, you know, I'll put it to you this way: we barely even have the energy to like have sex with each other. Our whole thing, like,
really?
Yeah, it's okay. Not even romantic anymore. It becomes like, hey, do you want to bang or what?
No.
Has it not came
you're
down to
lazy.
That?
You're
I'm not,
lazy.
How am I lazy?
I'm always like, come on, baby.
What did we say earlier?
I'm cute and romantic about it, but you're like, oh, I'm going to come already because
I'm cute. I'd rather go jack off in the shower. I'm really tired right now. But what you, don't say I'm the one that's lazy. What did you tell me earlier? I'm too lazy to get on top now.
No, I didn't say I'm too lazy. I just feel too fat because I've gained some weight since we started dating.
Yeah, if you hear me breathing hard, it's because I gained like 40 pounds. Happy pounds.
Mm-hmm. Same. Gain weight, too.
Huh?
Happy weight.
Too, yeah.
So happy my fat thighs don't even fit in any of my jeans anymore. Yoga pants!
Hooray for yoga pants. Instant boner giver for me, by the way.
I grew a bigger booty.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, completely different lifestyle change. Like you said, I mean, I have stepkids now. I actually have to come home to this one right here.
Okay.
Yeah, you. So some people, just in case we're wondering,
where you been, puto?
I've been here having a family. And it's been fucking awesome. There's a lot of great stories I have to tell. There's a lot of things I got to get used to. One thing I'm not used to is finding random things in the bathtub.
What was in the bathtub then?
Well, I don't know. A big piece of shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was right.
So, I hop into the, you know, I'm getting ready to go to work in the morning, 4:30 in the morning. And, you know, for some reason, our washcloths are on the floor. So, I go grab my washcloth off the floor in the, you know, bathtub. And I see what looks like, you know, when guacamole turns brownish green? Uh-huh. It looks like a little ball of that right next to my fucking thing. So, I pick it up. I'm looking at it like, oh, what is this? Who left guacamole inside our fucking bathtub? It's a piece of shit. So I just threw it right there where the sinkhole was.
I asked my son Aiden the following morning because he was the last one in the shower. And I highly doubt my daughter would have done anything that disgusting. So
we'll get to
that. I asked my son, did you crap in the tub, Aiden? No. What are you talking about? Well,
I like how you imitate him with the stutter and everything.
Arnold had found crap in the tub. Did you go poop in the tub, Aiden? Well, you know, I had to go to the bathroom and I was wet. And apparently he didn't think it was okay to wet the floor and go to the bathroom and the toilet. So he decided it was made more sense to him to take a shit in the tub.
Well, it's like me and him battled it out for who's the laziest, and me and Isabel battled it out for who has the biggest bacon strip in their underwear.
My poor 5-year-old daughter has not learned how to wipe her ass correctly yet, so every once in a while,
she's a little booty digger. Super adorable, always digging in her butt. I'm like, it's probably because you have bacon strips in your undies.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to wipe her ass right yet, so she gets some crunchy, itchy butt thing going on every once in a while.
It's funny because every now and then she goes, "You smell like caca." I'm like, oh, "I'm pretty sure that's you, but I'm gonna take your word for it and jump in the shower."
Oh no, your breath smells like caca? Is that what she said? Yeah, no.
So, ew, Dad, your breath smells like shit. And I'm like, I believe you, kid. Kids are fucking brutally honest. They were asking me, and they're like, "How did you get those lines on your stomach?" Well, I was attacked by a fucking cougar, and so they're like, "They just believe me." Well, look at your mom; she got attacked by a cougar too.
They don't believe you.
They don't believe me because every time they see me with the shirt, they're always fucking.
They're always like playing with your belly and
yeah,
to watch it jiggle.
That's when you know you've gained weight, when like when your stomach becomes a fucking toy of like it becomes a toy. Like they're like belly, and I was like,
ah. It's like one of those like beanbag chairs. Just have to like push on it and mold it and.
Yeah. Really.
What was that stuff called in the 90s? Yak? Yak? Was it yak? What was it called?
I don't know.
In the 90s, it was like some sort of like weird gooey stuff you would just kind of like play around with. Or it's like flubber. I don't know. It's pretty.
I'm going to edit all that out because.
Whatever. You can insult me, but I can't insult you. Were you trying to burp and you farted? Really?
Oh, wow. I hope the mic picked that one up.
Happy Val. Oh, my God. I can smell it. Open the fucking door. Sick.
Yeah, so that's where we're at in a relationship.
That door's not enough open.
So that's where we're at in our relationship.
It's fucking gross, babe. Hurry
up. We got into the point where I try to cover it. But there's times where, I just laugh so fucking hard.
Okay, he's hilarious. He thinks that if he flushes the toilet while he farts, that I'm not going to hear it. Just because he can't hear it while he's in there because he's close. I could hear everything. I could hear the shit splatter all over the toilet.
This is coming from a person that, like, just because I'm watching a movie in the living room, thinks it's okay to take a crap with the door open. And it sounded like, I shit you not. Let me see if I can mimic the sound. All I hear from the restroom is, she ripped a fart. I'm like, what the fuck was that? She was just like, I wanted to hear the movie, though.
We were watching a movie, and I decided I needed to go to the bathroom. So I let out some air. It wasn't even like a big-ass fart. It was just like releasing a little bit of air, and Arnold had a titty attack.
A titty attack?
Yeah. Anyways, calm your shit down. Calm your shit down. Hurry up.
So, yeah. That's where we're at in a relationship. We're farting, and...
No, you're farting. I farted once.
It's pretty awesome. So I thought this would be kind of cool. Since we were living together, I found a list. This is my first time actually living with somebody. Living with a girl. Living with a bunch of dudes before.
Okay.
It's not gay as it sounds, but yeah. So I found this list. It's 15 things you discover about a guy after you move in with them.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, there'll be short, dark hairs in the sink.
Yes. Yes, that is very true.
Here's the funny thing. So, I have no hair on my body. No hair.
You're a lying sack of shit.
Hang on. I have no hair on my arms, no hair on my chest. There's only two places I have hair. My balls and my face. As you can see, I have...
And your hardly head, ever. Maybe.
Huh?
And your head, maybe.
Okay, when it says short, dark, curly hairs, that means pubes.
Okay.
The funny thing is, like, every now and then I find a pube on the sink. I'm like, how the fuck did that get there?
Uh-huh.
Number two, you'll find at least a bit of pee on the toilet seat. That's debatable.
Wait, and on my part?
Yeah. No, not on your part. We have a seven-year-old son. Likes to pee on the sink.
5-year-old, yeah. Yeah.
Three. His stuff will either smell like a good man smell or a bad man smell.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you come home from work, you smell disgusting.
And then you see my underwear and you yell,
"Cuckoo!" I love how you laugh at your own jokes.
Boy, you were hearing all sorts of bizarre noises coming from the restroom. As you can tell earlier, that would be me destroying it. Five, their pooping time is their sacred time.
Oh, God, you're in there for like 2 hours.
This one likes to fucking harass me while I'm on the toilet.
Okay, see, because you didn't harass me.
It's a mutual thing because you started fucking with me first. So I'll just be there. Like, for me, like, being naked is like my most vulnerable time. Like, if I'm naked, like, I'm feeling like, don't look at my dick. Don't, like, I'm just like that. Like, don't look at my dick. Don't look at my dick. This one, I'll be sitting there taking a shit, and she'll just be like, I don't know how the fuck you do it, because I locked the door, and then all of a sudden, you're just, like, standing there, like, watching me, and then smiling, and then you're like, you tuck your balls into the toilet? I'm like, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
So, like, we'll, the first 2 months here was pretty fun. Because she'd be taking a crap, and I'd be like, I smell it. And I would actually have my face underneath the door trying to look in. Mm-hmm. Try to take, and then I would slip my phone underneath to try to take a picture of her pooping.
Weirdo.
And then I would make fart sounds with a little app.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. And then, until it turned on me. And she started doing the same thing to me. She started like, I smell your poo.
And he thinks that by locking the door, like, that actually keeps me out, and I know how to unlock the door within, like, seconds.
I'm telling you, she's freaking crazy. You'll find...
That's kind of something you need to know how to do as a parent. Because, you know, I had two little ones who would lock themselves in the bathroom when they were little.
So you sneak into the restroom and watch them crap?
Anyways.
Six. You'll find him with his hands casually down his pants.
Oh, yeah. How many times have I walked into a room with you L-bending? Oh, yeah. Mm. Lots of times. Lots of times.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. You cup your balls, like, all, like, throughout a whole episode. They're fucking smooth.
You want me to pull them out right now?
No.
Rub them against your face. Feel like velvet. All over your face.
Are you done?
Smelling like ball cheese. Seven. Lone socks will be found roaming the house. So you'll find, like, one of my socks randomly. Mm. The other one's probably, like, all stained up somewhere. I'm jacking off and doing it. I'm kidding. I don't do that. You usually use your socks or your underwear. Eight, nothing from you?
Nothing.
All right. Eight, you'll catch him listening to less than manly music. I am a sucker for Fergie, not gonna lie. They only wear a shirt 50 to 75% of the time. Is that true? No.
No.
Because I'm always afraid the kids are going to ask me about my stretch marks, so I usually try to keep my shirt on. 10, when they're sick, they act like total pussies.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
Yes.
I'm not that bad.
Babe, I'm sick.
I sound like that regularly.
Oh, so my God. Whatever. Yeah, that's true.
Number 11, they spend a tremendous amount of time literally thinking about nothing.
I don't know what you think.
It's usually nothing or about your titties. Number 12. They absolutely require their alone time.
I'm not sure if you require it, but you sure as hell don't get it anymore.
I don't.
Unless you're in the shitter. In which case, I usually try to leave you alone. Now, after the first couple months have passed, because it's lethal in there.
I make sure I eat extra shitty food just so you can leave me alone in there. Mm-hmm. 13, they eat way more than you actually would think possible.
Yeah.
Really? You're
like a little raccoon. I hear you at all hours just like rustling in the kitchen.
Here's a little tidbit. It's because you don't make me anything to eat. Number 14. I'm Mr. Fucking Super Stepdad over here. I cook, clean, bone you down every now and then, and cook. You will accidentally discover something weird that they're into. What would that be? Can't think of anything.
Me neither.
Number 15, they're into video games. Very into them.
Oh, God.
This is the only time I require my alone time.
I never knew how much this man liked video games. Seriously. Like, that was, like, something, like, he totally put under wrap. Kept under wraps until, like, two or three months in.
You know what it is? When we were dating? We would only see each other on the weekends. And I was like, okay, like, I would make sure you got my full attention. Monday through Friday, I was probably jacking it and just playing video games. Talking to my bros.
And now pretty much every day I come home from work and he is playing some sort of a game.
It's always a UFC game. I don't play anything else but that one.
Well, now you're playing Lego game, so.
Well, come on. We got to get our son into something, like, you know, that's.
Because video games are great. He decided to buy video games.
Yeah.
Well, which was never that. Was into really video games before that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So we found out a lot of stuff about each other.
And that was basically me finding out a lot of stuff about you. What did you find out about me?
I don't know. I don't pay attention half the time.
Oh, okay.
I did tell you about the pork chop story. So there's a lot of stuff, like, I'm pretty sure that before we moved in together, you probably thought I was just Mr. Dreamy, Mr. Perfect.
No, probably still. Pretty sure I knew you had your flaws.
So I realized there's a lot of stories I kind of just fucking put in the back of my mind, never really thought about. I kind of showed her what a true fat ass I actually am. She found my love for, I finally confess my love for pork chops. I fucking love pork chops. So much so, as a kid, I used to hide pork chops underneath my bed. Like, my stepmom would cook pork chops, and there would be a couple of extra ones that, you know, nobody ate. And I would sneak into the kitchen and then hide them and then put them underneath my bed and eat them in the middle of the night. And then when they were done, I would actually just suck on a pork chop bone.
That's pretty gross.
That, and then I told her about that time that one kid showed me his dick on the playground.
Yeah, that was pretty
cool. I'm pretty sure I almost got molested as a kid. The kid, like, that kid was like, hey, you want to see something cool? And I was like, sure. And then he showed me his dick, and it was just awkward.
I'm like, yeah, that sucks. Should have reported him.
It was like an 18-year-old dude showed me his dick. You know what I love about living together? Is that we have this whole code of, like, talking dirty to each other now. Like, we try to talk dirty in code now. Before, we would be able to talk and call each other on the phone, just say the most dirtiest fucking things to each other.
You're so retarded, we never did that.
Huh?
You're so retarded, we never did that.
She would text me dirty pictures of herself.
Hardly ever.
She would always text me dirty stuff.
No, I would not.
Don't let her sweet voice fool you.
Or hi.
So now, like, when we're in front of the kids, like, we have to, like, kind of talk dirty to each other, like, discreetly. I'm like, oh, I want tacos tonight. And she's like,
I got a taco right here.
No?
For the record, I've never said that.
Yes, she did.
No, I didn't.
And then, like, it's kind of awkward when you just kind of talk dirty to me out of nowhere. It has nothing to do with anything. You just yell at me.
Eat the fish, bitch.
Well, we're not even eating fish.
Something else I never do.
And then I come home.
Now it's booty time.
That's from SpongeBob, huh?
It is.
That's what happens when you have kids, ladies and gentlemen. You get your sound clips from cartoons.
You know what I'm starting to wonder is, like, when are they going to catch on to that? Like, when I'm saying, like, oh, I'm going to have tacos, and you say, like, oh, I got a taco right here. When are the kids going to catch on to that and be like, I know what you guys are talking about. Like, oh, fuck, now we gotta use a different code.
Honestly, I don't know, but it's gonna be scary.
It is scary. We have a little boy and we have a little girl, and I'm fucking terrified.
A 7-year-old boy and a 5-year-old girl.
What really scared me was, like, the other time where I was like, oh, when we bought her something Frozen, she was like, I'm not into Frozen. Like, I'm not into Frozen as much as you would think. I like Lady Gaga. I was like, fuck no, you don't.
My daughter thinks she likes Lady Gaga more than Frozen, which is rather scary. But I think she's just friending. She totally loves Frozen. She never mentions Lady Gaga.
Well, she does have that stupid toothbrush.
Yeah. Which, oh, by the way, the batteries went out.
Oh, thank God.
So,
yeah. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll do some news.
Yeah. Hello, friends. I'm Chris with Podblocked, here again.
I'm your recurring guest host, Joe. Hey, everybody.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Hey, Chris. Wow, your idea is really limited.
That's a good one.
Podblocked.com. No, come on.
I don't have anything, man. You just said... There's something wrong with my...
You intro'd yourself. That's all you did.
There's something wrong with my collar.
You fucking intro'd yourself. You've been wearing that shirt all day.
He's
now the collar bothers you?
He wants to fold under.
Now the collar bothers you.
Podblocked.com.
It's Bad Reception.
Hi, my name's Jordan Shear, and I host the podcast Bad Reception at badrec.com. That's badrec.com. Rather than try to explain it to you, I'm just going to show you.
Throw it out my window in the gentle breeze. Gets a mind of its own, it's an autonomous disease. It will steal your Wi-Fi and make fun of amputees. Rattle through your garbage, steal your wife's panties.
People are going to take advantage of this. Like, there's going to be a lot of people masturbating in their rape vans.
They taunt me. They say, Stingy, you have a small dick and wooden shoes, and your haircut makes you look like you sell pancakes on the side of the road.
I don't feel good about giving kids and elderly ladies the finger. Well, I do a little bit. I got caught masturbating this morning. Bedazzled clothing is never going to help your cause. I'll go on the record and say that. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Crimson Macaw. Ah! Now go back and get to enjoying the podcast you are listening to.
Yes, we're back.
Okay.
So I don't know if we mentioned in the first couple of minutes, but it's actually Valentine's Day, and I thought of the perfect fucking gift I'm going to get you.
Okay.
It's a mold. It's a chocolate mold.
Baby, Valentine's Day's over.
Huh? Is it really? No.
It's almost over. There's like 2 minutes left in Valentine's Day, and he's trying to...
We're going to do it kind of late. I'm going to get it to you, get it for you next week.
He's going
to
get it half off because it's post-Valentine's Day.
I'm going to get you a chocolate mold of my butthole.
Really?
Yes.
Shouldn't you have a chocolate mold of my butthole?
They're like, oh, sorry, we don't carry dark chocolate.
You're so hilarious.
We don't carry that much dark chocolate around here. Get it, because you're black.
For the record, I'm not black.
No, what happens was she, like, this is what happened. She makes a little joke about herself, and I just take it and I just run with it.
She was like, I don't joke about myself like that.
You're like, oh, like, I don't know, you said something about being dark. I was like, she's not dark, but I'm just going to fuck with her.
No, I'm dark. I'm pretty tan.
So every now and then, if you hear me making a black reference to her, it's just, it's an inside joke between us. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, okay.
So chocolate mold in my butthole. I'm actually going to buy these, and then the next time when we get them, we're actually going to do a podcast. And we're going to try them.
Okay, so we're going to do audio of us trying to mold our buttholes for chocolate.
No, candy. We'll do video.
You're tripping.
You can just blah, 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 eat the chocolate. Just put it in your mouth.
Says the man who's like super like freaking butthole phobic.
Not cool. Okay, like when I'm taking a shower, I don't want somebody jamming their finger in my butthole.
I'm just trying to be funny.
I'm sorry.
And so I soap up his ass and...
She thinks it's fucking hilarious.
I try to shove my finger just near it, and he freaks out.
I'm going to fart on your finger next time.
Okay.
Unless we're doing a nasty, I don't want you putting your finger in my butthole.
No, oh, yeah, yeah. He would never even let
spit
me
on
his
it.
Shit there.
And then put it in there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So, look forward to the next episode. So, what are the do's and don'ts for Valentine's Day? What's something you absolutely do not want to get?
Something that a girl doesn't want to get on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, fuck it.
Cleaning supplies.
Why not? That's your job.
Shut the fuck up. That is not my fucking job.
That is your job.
No, it's not.
My penis is dirty. You need to clean it.
Oh, yeah.
With your mouth.
That's hilarious.
With your mouth.
No.
Yeah.
I would just say a cleaning supply gift. And,
that's cliche,
and
though. Who the fuck
of,
does that?
The wonderful gift of nothing. The wonderful gift of nothing.
You said.
Also, no,
you
no.
said.
Also, I've already gone over this with you. I told him that I kind of wanted Valentine's Day to be like any other day, but I more or less meant that in the let's just hang out and not go anywhere kind of way, but he literally, like, did not do anything.
You know what I heard was, oh, like, let's treat every day like every other day.
And here's the thing, like, I'm poor, like, super poor. I'm on a budget right now, and I'm on, like, a zero
crazy black
budget
people,
right
always
now.
Poor.
Whatever. I work my ass off, but somehow I'm still fucking poor, so which is really shitty. So I can't really afford a present right now, so I guess he figured that since he can't afford a present, and I can't afford a present, it's completely
give
fair
me a present.
For him not to even get me a balloon, a card, or anything, which, you know, that's cool.
That you know, because you know what she made the mistake sense. Of saying, like, a couple
no, no,
was,
no, 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 you know better than that.
No, me?
No,
now?
You know better
this
than
is
that.
Me teaching you a lesson.
No, 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 no,
this
you're not teaching me shit.
You a lesson.
Just,
what did you
just
learn
showing
today?
Me, you're just showing me that you're a butthole, so thanks for that.
She goes, don't get me anything. I don't want anything. She told me this like Christmas ago.
Babe, you could be thoughtful. Come on. Use
I did.
Your
I
brain.
Was just like, oh, that was very thoughtful.
Come on. Seriously. Because sometimes, men, you guys like to play it so stupid.
No. When a girl says, don't buy me anything, that's
I
pretty
did not
stupid
say,
on your part.
Don't buy me anything. I said I just kind of wanted to be like any other day.
And it is like any other day. If I don't buy you shit.
Actually, I get more on days that aren't Valentine's Day. It's completely commercialized anyways, but
this is I'm gonna keep this as evidence as the next time you're like, oh, it's a day of love.
We're totally celebrating the freaking Valentine's Day next year, okay?
All
just right. Be aware. Okay.
Okay, for the record,
probably be barefoot and pregnant, but we're still celebrating.
We're gonna have a oopsie daisy baby.
No. We're gonna have a planned baby.
We're gonna have a planned baby. So the don't would be okay. My advice: if she tells you not to get her anything, feel
you
free to go ahead and
get
her
something.
Feel free to go. Is it safe to buy flowers from the market? You know, the ones that already came in.
Honestly, I think that's perfectly fine. And I'm so weird. Like I would prefer freeway, like you know, like freeway exit flowers above. Supermarket and florist flowers. I feel like those poor Mexicans out there standing in the hot sun deserve a break. So if you buy me flowers, buy them from the guys off the freeway.
So happy girlfriend on Valentine's Day equals happy relationship, right?
Sort of, yeah. I still love you, you know.
Are you a jealous type?
Of course.
Really?
Don't act stupid. You know that.
Yeah. The reason why I asked that is because I was telling the story about this guy who cheated on his wife. His wife was like some fitness model. And her idea of like was to keep him on check was to write her name on his dick with permanent marker. So if he came back and it was was it marker or lipstick?
He said lipstick.
It might be a lipstick. So if it smudged in any way, she was going to fucking divorce him because that's how she knew she fucked around. So I told this story to Elaine. And her idea of, like, marking her territory was taking her pants off and rubbing her butt all over my work clothes. While, like, no, not my
what?
Work clothes. You oh, you're playing dumb all of a sudden.
I don't remember that.
When you're like, oh, when you took your pants off and you just spread your butt cheeks and you're, like, rubbing it all over me. You don't remember that?
No.
Really?
I was dancing on you, like, cute, but I wasn't trying to mark my territory.
You don't remember
weirdo?
Taking your
not
pants off and
dog.
Spreading your butt. And then rubbing your butthole all over me.
I wasn't rubbing my butthole.
She's fucking
I was not rubbing my butthole on you. I was rubbing my ass all over you. I was trying to be funny, but I wasn't marking my territory.
Yeah, she was.
Why would you think of that as marking your territory?
Well, I don't know, because you're rubbing your butthole on my work clothes.
What?
I'm like, I'm going to go to work and someone's going to be like, you smell like shit.
Really?
Because
my ass smells like shit, really.
Yeah, they're like, there's a skid mark on your t-shirt.
Says the guy whose shorts smell like shit. You're going to go.
I'm like, ew. Shut up, baby. I drive all day. So I'm going to smell like ass every now and then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mark my territory too. You just don't know. I'll never tell you. I rub my smegma all over your shirts.
Oh, God. Gross, babe. I'm pretty sure I would notice that. It smells pretty awful.
It smells pretty awesome. You go, I smell dick in the air. I love it. I gotta watch what they say in front of the kids.
Yeah, yeah. He's actually very horrible at that. I can't remember what you said last, but I wanted to punch you in the face.
Show us your titties.
No, is that what you said?
Yeah, when you were driving in the car next to him, show us your boobies. Aiden's all, what are titties?
pretty sure he knows what titties are.
He stutters and he said, what are titties?
Don't make fun of his stutter. It's not cool.
Yeah. I love fucking living here. It's awesome. Really? And you're awesome.
If you sense a little bit of bitterness in my voice right now, it's because we were supposed to have sex and he decided to come before we actually had sex. So it was awesome.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to change the show to hanging and banging. Whenever you mean the
Oh, hanging and banging. Yeah, hanging okay. And banging. Let's just hope there's some actual banging in there.
I did. I banged your mouth. Might want to check your teeth. It might have banged one of your cavities loose.
Okay. You're hilarious.
Banged a filling loose. Love you, baby.
Arnold likes everything to be about him. Babe, scratch your back. Babe, suck my dick. Babe, let me record it.
I did not say suck my dick.
Let's do my podcast.
I did not say suck my dick.
After we're done with this podcast, we better have, like, some me time.
I do not say suck my dick.
What do you say?
I say give it a kiss. I usually say just give it a kiss. Or let's have a mouth party.
Oh, well, there's a
party,
yeah.
And your mouth is in.
Oh, we call it FaceTime. I forgot.
FaceTime and mouth parties.
Yeah.
So
if you ever hear us talking about FaceTime, we totally don't have iPhones. We're talking about sex.
Yeah. Mouth sex.
Mm-hmm. Mouth sex.
So speaking of sex, February 26th is my birthday.
Yeah.
It's my 30th birthday.
And he thinks he's going to get butthole sex.
I know I'm going to get butthole
no,
sex.
No, you're not.
I'm going to get it.
I hate it.
If I have to do the Bill Cosby on you, give it a John Porter, and you're going to give me some butt sex.
Whatever.
Give me the old butt sex. And I'm going to get me the butt sex. You know what? You know what's code for butt sex?
Dick poop. Dick poop.
Give daddy some. But come here, baby. It's my birthday. Give daddy some.
Dick poop.
And then they pull it out. I'm like, ew!
Caca!
Again with the caca?
Caca!
I don't understand why it's such, guys such a big fan of...
Butt sex?
Butt sex.
I don't know. Because I like to pretend I'm making a load of Ryan Gosling. Speaking of Valentine's Day and butt sex and all that good stuff, there was this couple that just got done watching...
The Notebook.
So they're all like romantic. So, you know, they're in a romantic mood, you know. So they decided to go have sex in a public place. So when the police came to where they were having sex, they, you know, they arrested them and they were booking them. And they find out, you know, they have the same last name. That's because they're brother and sister.
Gross.
They got so horny for each other that they actually... Oh, shit, I felt like I should have did the knee splash thing. Anyways, it's a newsflash. They were having sex with each other and their brother and sister.
That's pretty disgusting.
No, I've never gotten so horny off of watching a fucking movie.
Although earlier when we were kind of playing around, you did say Veto.
Huh? Before we get to that, our UH microphones are actually there.
Really?
I'm your sister.
Oh, you're my sister!
Yeah, so... What Elaine's referring to, my sister's name is Veto, and
we're cuddling and being cute.
You were not cuddling. You were trying to fucking bite my neck.
Okay, well, it was fun.
It was not fun for me.
And then, for some reason, he decided to go, Veto!
Yelled out my sister's name over.
That wasn't creepy at all. Like,
don't screw you, because we were just talking about my sister.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it was weird after that when I said,
I'm taking you to Boner Town, bitch.
It's a podcast, baby. Laugh.
Laugh.
They can't see you smiling there like a borderline retarded person.
Oh, I'll never live it down. Okay, so my mom has finally, after we're about 6 months into our relationship. No longer.
Eight months. Yeah.
So we're about 8 months into our relationship now. My mom has finally, after not speaking to me for some time, she has, which she has good reason to, by the way.
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
She has finally decided to come on board with the fact that me and Arnold are an item. Mm. So she decides to finally have some conversation with him and, you know, just, you know, talk, chit chat. she decides to disclose the fact that when I was young, the doctors had diagnosed me as borderline retarded. Arnold finds that quite hilarious, and it's now his excuse for many of the things something. I do.
I was like, so much makes sense now.
Yeah, honestly, if that doctor was anywhere correct, it does make sense. I do a lot of stupid shit. I'm pretty, I wouldn't say I'm smart, but I'm pretty there. I don't think I'm retarded. I just do very dingy stuff. Like, not too long ago, I somehow managed to give myself like a third degree burn with chocolate. And I decided to
clean. Did it drive you crazy? Because, like, you spill chocolate, and then you're like, where's the chocolate?
I feel like you're so hilarious. Oh, yeah. I do pretty stupid shit all the time, but borderline retarded. So I guess that's my new excuse for all the retarded shit I do.
I love Elaine, but she's kind of like a crazy person.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Every now and then, she'll hear her accent on TV.
No.
Out of nowhere, this is fucking North Carolina accent to come. I'm like, what the?
But see, that's not crazy. Okay. The thing is, which my mom also explained, which actually she got into a lot better detail with. I didn't know this part. Every once in a while, I would have customers call me from back east. And unknowingly, I would start, I guess, mimicking their accent, and I would talk back to them in that accent.
Hi, I'm Elaine.
I would not sound like that.
I'm a hillbilly. I mean, I'm totally black.
Anyways. I actually had a customer tell me, he says, where are you from? And I said, why? He says, because there's a southern drawl in your voice. And I said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. It happens every now and again where it comes back.
Now that I mention it, trust me, it'll come.
So you'll hear it. No. So it's certain things that trigger it. I don't know if it's a movie or just hearing it or being around it. But my mom has explained that when I was younger, we lived in North Carolina. And once I came back to California, I had kind of a speech problem, and then I was used to talking like over there. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. They had ended up getting me a speech therapist, which was also, she was Southern with a Southern accent. So my speech therapist was actually teaching me how to speak with a Southern accent. So every once in a while I'd be like, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. And so on and so forth. And every once in a while, the accent kind of comes back in and it's embarrassing.
So a lot of stuff starts to make sense when her mom, when her mom said like she's borderline retarded.
I was once diagnosed as borderline retarded. I am not borderline retarded.
Anybody who the fuck says that to a parent, though? Like, I imagine, like, they're probably smoking a cigarette and be like, yeah, so your baby is borderline retarded.
Shut up.
No, what makes you think that?
Shut up.
I love you to death. You're freaking hilarious. Mm. I love this girl because she's fucking hilarious. She has the same sense of humor as me.
No, I don't.
Really?
You have a dirty, raunchy sense of
humor. What was that one thing that you had told me about the girl? Like, this girl was walking by, and she was wearing a dress or a skirt or something like that. She was like, wow, her dress is really short. You can almost see her butthole. I was like, that sounds like something I would fucking say.
Oh, God, yeah. It's begun where I'm actually starting to take on Arnold's traits, start to laugh at my own jokes. I use the word butthole a lot. Ass wipe.
I never say ass wipe.
Oh my God.
Wrong bottle.
No. You say ass wipe. When I first met you, your profile on Plenty of Fish said, I'm just not another ass wipe like those other guys. Take a chance on me.
So nobody knows how. So no one knows how we actually met. It's actually from Plenty of Fish.
Yeah, we met on Plenty of Fish.
Do you remember my profile name?
You're my fish. Arnold Melly?
Is it Arnold Melly?
I don't know. You better not be on there anymore.
I'm not.
What are you doing?
I'm not.
Yeah, somehow, I don't know. It was kind of bizarre.
So is that why, since we met on Plenty of Fish, is that why you always tell me?
Eat the fish, bitch!
So people don't know how we met. So actually, we met on Plenty of Fish. So do you really care if we put that out there?
Nobody knows who I am.
Yeah, so we met on Plenty of Fish. Mm-hmm. You were a Disney mama. I remember that.
Disney mama 85. That's the way to catch a man, girls.
I'm a lady and I love Disney. No,
I was, you know, I was being completely Disney. Real. I wasn't trying to be like freaking. She was I'll suck your dick 86.
Yeah, she was on Plenty of Fish, like surfing for weenie.
Wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't. I was one of the few persons that were.
Your first question was, how big is your dick? And I'm like,
No, it wasn't.
She's like, I'm
somehow, no, seriously, somehow it was so weird. I saw him, and I couldn't figure out, because the messages came in so weird, I couldn't figure out if he messaged me first or I messaged him first. It was like literally within the same minute.
You messaged me first, and I still remember what the message was.
What?
The message was,
I'm just addicted to cock.
Really? Really? Oh, he's so funny.
And my first thought was,
boner!
Really?
I don't remember what the first message
was. I guess we kind of expect this to be romantic, so.
Huh? Oh, yeah, let's be romantic on a podcast called Uneducated Humor.
It is Valentine's Day, you shithead.
It is Valentine's Day.
And actually, it's only Valentine's Day for a few more minutes, and I still haven't gotten sex. Thank you.
I did have sex.
Oh, my God, once this morning.
It was. Did you tell me it was awesome?
Whatever. That was not nearly enough for the day, though.
Have you ever tried to look at what kind of porn I watch?
No.
Have you ever looked at anybody else's?
Your phone is sacred. I don't even.
I will drop you if you ever touch my phone.
I don't even bother touching.
I will straight knock you out.
Sperm.
You ever heard of Ray Rice? You Ray Rice?
Really? Have I ever heard of Ray Rice?
I will knock you out that way. Oh, she makes it seem like it's like fucking like sacred. I got used to being a single dude, and I'm not used to leaving. Okay, because I lived in a house full of dudes.
I touched your phone once.
And what happened?
You freaked out on me.
I did not freak
out. Give me my phone. Give me my phone. Here.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Look, the reason why I'm not comfortable with someone touching my phone is because I lived in a house.
Because you have like a whole bunch of bitches trying to fucking direct message you.
On what? They can do that? Or what happened?
Shut up. I will fucking murder you.
You heard that, folks. If I end up dead, it's because of her. Speaking of creepy, it's time for...
Newsflash, you stupid cocks!
It is time for the newsflash. So, speaking of murdering me, I think I would rather get murdered than somebody cut off my dick for cheating. Do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
You didn't hear about the girl in China?
No.
So what happened was there's this dude that, I don't know why the fuck he would do this, but he basically got his girlfriend's phone and was having an affair with another girl, but he was messaging or emailing the other girl with his girlfriend's phone. So the girl finds out about it and cuts his dick off when he's asleep. So the guy's freaking out, like he gets his fucking weenie and he goes to the hospital to have it reattached. So he's in a hospital bed and he gets it reattached. And the girlfriend shows up and cuts it off again. This time she threw it out the fucking window so it couldn't get reattached. Now they couldn't find the dude's penis because they might have thinking that the, like a stray animal might have fucking just grabbed it and eaten it.
Oh, I do kind of remember hearing this. Sorry, yeah. They do believe a dog or something ran off with his penis.
I think it was a lame person.
But it was, to me, it was pretty insane because he managed to kick her ass.
Oh, you beat her
second,
up?
Yeah, the second time when she went to the hospital and cut it off again.
Was there pictures?
He ran after her. There was pictures of him in the parking lot whooping her ass for cutting off his dick. But honestly, he deserved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
There's a bunch of fucking girls out there that cheat and do some far out shit. And what are you going to do?
No.
A guy chalks it up.
Cut off his dick.
A guy chalks it up to, fuck it. Shit happens. Go move on to something else. I know because I've been cheated on a couple times. Not fun.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's dudes out there that'll kill somebody, one of their girlfriends, if they cheat too. So, to each their own, you know, level of
I don't insanity. Know if the, I don't know if this is a newsflash or bitches be crazy. But there's also another girl, speaking of how we met online, there's another girl that, got stuck into a guy's chimney. So the guy met her, I think it was Plenty of Fish, actually. Met her on Plenty of Fish. They didn't go well. I don't know how the fuck he got her, she got his address, but a couple of days later, she ended up getting stuck in his chimney trying to break into his house.
Naked.
No, she wasn't naked. She was fully clothed.
Oh, okay.
He's an idiot. She should, like, if a girl gets stuck in my chimney and she's naked, I'm not going to call the cops.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to try to put some, do anything I can to get her down. Probably murder me, but. What? Look at me like that. There's also, oh, I picked this story specifically for you. A girl marries her cat.
Why would you say that? I don't even own a cat, ladies and gentlemen.
She's a fucking cat person.
I'm a cat person, yes. I like cat videos and I like to talk to cats, but I do not own a cat.
Okay, she just totally glossed over the fact that she, what? Talks to cats.
What?
That's not weird?
That's not weird.
That is totally fucking weird.
I mean, I don't expect them to understand me, but when a cat sees me meowing at them, they... tend to take a liking to me. I don't know why.
So she's not saying like, oh, I talk to cats like, hey, kitty cat or whatever. When you see a cat, what do you do? Don't get shy. What do you do?
I meow.
What do you do?
Yes, I don't know. I feel like they respond better when I meow instead of going, ee, kitty, 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 kitty.
Yeah, you know what cats don't do? Respond. They look at you like, oh, wow.
They do. They respond. They kind of give me like that cocked head kind of to the side like, what?
They give you that look like.
A human speaks to me in my native language.
Yeah, they look at you and say.
Bitches be crazy.
There's a guy. That actually, there's a guy that died from taking a selfie.
What?
He died from taking a selfie.
Okay, elaborate on this one.
So this fucking idiot decides that he is going to take a gun, put it to his head, and take a selfie, except for the fact that it goes off.
He forgot to press the button and instead he pulled the trigger. What happened there?
So what happened was he's a fucking beaner dude from Mexico. And what he did was he grabbed the gun, put it to his head, and decided to take a picture.
First, let me take a selfie.
Our microphone's there. Wow. That's probably inappropriate to laugh at. So yeah, so
only that's, Arnold would think that's hilarious.
That was pretty hilarious. So yeah, so he, like, I love taking pictures, but like, I can never understand why you want to take a picture with a fucking gun next to your head.
Speaking of that one, though, did you see? It's not in your paperwork there, but probably isn't here. Recently, some teenager shot one of his classmates and decided to take a selfie with the person whose head he just blew off. And he posted it on his Snapchat, I believe.
Yeah.
And someone saved it, or screenshotted it, or whatnot, and they called the police on him.
There's a lot of shit that I don't understand. Like,
serious idiot.
There's I did read about that. So what the guy did, yeah, like you said, he took a selfie next to the guy he had killed or whatever. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, there's a lot of shit that, like, this one I realize I'm getting old. Where actually to sit back and like, fuck, in my day, like, blah, 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 blah. Like, there's just a lot of shit. Like, there's a lot of different styles and trends that I just don't understand. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know, you've heard of the bucket hats, right?
The what?
They're called bucket hats.
Like the ones from the 90s?
Are they from the 90s? They look like fisherman hats. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, yeah. I remember Ludacris and stuff. You saw them from the 90s. They're coming back then?
I guess they're coming back now. There's a guy named Schoolboy Q that wears them now.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Like, I see, like, if you hear Schoolboy Q's music, he raps about, like, Oxycontin, weed, and all that shit. And he wears those fucking hats in his music videos and shit. So now you see, like, these little fucking kids that are wearing them now.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
Yeah. Every time I see them, I usually yell,
"Nice hat, you stupid motherfucker!"
Really? You're going to bag on people's hats when you wear, like, a Cali shirt everywhere you go?
Well, you're going to talk shit about my Cali shirts.
Yes.
That was, you know what? That's the end of Newsflash. And now we're going to get into Arnold Lady Talk Shit About Me.
Like to let everyone know what state he resides in every time he puts a shirt on.
Yeah, I kind of started to realize that those are inappropriate. Teaching the, you know, teaching our daughter how to fucking skate, and I'm wearing the, you know, I'm guilty of this. Like, I like to do things with the kids and, you know, take pictures of me. Because for me, it's an awesome moment. Like, I'm teaching the kid. So when, you know, she takes pictures and I'm wearing these, like, wildly inappropriate shirts.
Marilyn Monroe in her underwear with her boobs hanging out and, like, all kinds
of... It says L.A. She's all tatted up.
L.A. all tatted up. And my cute little 5-year-old daughter's next to him.
Like, what the fuck? Roller skates. Like, what the fuck is this asshole wearing on his shirt?
Yeah. Let me get you a new wardrobe, baby.
Yeah. And then she gets all worried because I'm like, you know, I'm going to start dressing our son. She was just like, no, you're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be all like Cali swagged out.
No, Cali swag, baby.
He's got to represent everywhere he goes. I keeps it real, baby. I don't know if you noticed, I keep it real.
Oh, yeah.
I keep it real.
Very real.
I got to let bitches know where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
L.A.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
L.A.
Uh-huh.
I'm from there.
Says the person who was wearing what hat you were wearing for the longest time? The freaking orange and black hat?
Oh, the Frisco hat?
I'm like, can you please wear an LA hat at least because you're from LA? You can't even be repping Frisco if you don't even like the team for real.
I don't. It's like wearing a fucking rainbow shirt and say, I'm not gay. Yeah, stupid.
Baby, come on. Put your
rainbow, I just like the colors.
Put your rainbow shirts away, babe.
Rainbow shirts. That's probably why I like boning you in the butt. Huh?
When's the last time you've done that anyways?
My last birthday?
No, you're such a liar.
No, actually, no. I don't know when it was.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Been too long. Time to give daddy some more.
Dick poop.
Oh, fuck it. Let's call it. I'm pretty shit faced. You know what? I forgot to. It's been a long time since we recorded, but there's some dudes that have been hitting us up to do our show and everything, and I actually want to give a big thank you to Podblocked. Go check them out. If we're not putting out a show, go check them out. They're an awesome show. They're talking.
What's it called?
Podblocked.
Podblocked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like cock blocked, but Podblocked. Yeah. Yeah. Cool fucking dudes. Love those guys. Yeah, go check out the show. I tried to get them to record a fucking promo, but even Canadians are lazy, I guess. Come on, guys. Put out a fucking promo. We're Mexicans and we put out a fucking promo. We're not that lazy. And also,
Mexicans are hardworking.
Huh?
So Mexicans are hardworking.
And also, there's this other show. I'm going to actually play the promo for them. They're Podblocked are fucking awesome. They play our promo on their show. Podblocked, they were playing our promo on their episode for a while. And there's this other show, Crimson McCall. I forget the show that he... But he was playing our shit for a while. So at least I can do is play their promo, which I probably did during our break. But yeah, so those two shows have been showing us love. They've been playing our promo. And I just want to say thank you guys, and hopefully we can record some more. For an educated humor, I'm Arnold.
And I'm Lainey.
I love dick.
Hurry up, babe. I want to have sex.
Matt here.
Matt. Can't say that. Yeah.
Go. My chick's Creola Latina. Your bitch is a straight up gringa. My chick got an ass that's fat. Your bitch went extra long back.
My chick, young, exotic. Yo chick, old, retarded. My chick, she clean and make breakfast. Yo bitch can barely make a sandwich.
My chick, actually I got 4 or 5. Your chick, last week she fucked 4 guys. My chick in Venice, canal straight Gucci. Your chick, she got canal street Gucci.
My chick, don't give out her number. Your bitch, hopes he remembers. My chick, sweet perfume, bruh. Your chick smells like star-kissed tuna.
My chick, rub lotion on my feet. Yo chick, put herpes on your meat. My chick, about an 8.5, dude. Yo shit's a 5 and she ride out of high school.
My chick, she has sex with me. Your chick, she used to have sex with me. My chick, she make me wanna make them throw rice. My chick's a Bo Derek, your chick's a Bo Vice.
It's time that we let the world know, dude. You gotta let that girl go. We fresh, we the best in the business. P.S. We got chicks, you seen us. It's time that we let the world know, dude. You gotta gotta let that girl go. We fresh, we the best in the business. BS, we got chicks, you seen us.
My chick, positions vary. Your bitch, just missionary. My chick, she drives a Volvo. Your bitch limps up and down the whole stroke.
My chick, kinda look like Jolie. Yo chick, used to fuck with your homie. My chick, slim and fit. Yo bitch, big too thick.
My chick, she get respect like Oprah. Your chick, she got necks like Oprah. My chick, young but mature. Your chick, dumb and a whore.
My chick, she went to college. Your bitch, don't know where Nepal is. My chick, gets her fashion on. Your bitch dresses like Mickey Avalon.
My chick, she do what I say. Yo chick, stay bitchin' all day. Yo bitch, what shopping sprees? My chick, free LRG.
My chick, Helen of Troy, Venus de Milo. Your chick, I think I saw her with Vince Gallo. My chick, stay dipped in the fly shit. Your chick, she only got one outfit.
My chick, look good when she wake up. Yo chick, look like a dude with no makeup. My chick, ain't no groupie. Yo bitch, fuck son doobie.
My chick, she got an ass like go. Your chick, she got an ass like no. My chick walk like a stallion horse. And your bitch walk like a fatter Rick Ross.
My chick, something to chase. Your bitch is a drunken mistake. My chick kicks ass. Your chick shuts the fuck up and gets bitch slapped.
It's time that we let the world know. Dude, you gotta let that girl go. We fresh, we the best in the business. BS, we got chicks, you seen us. It's time that we let the world know. Dude, you gotta let that girl go. We fresh, we the best in the business. BS, we got chicks like Jesus.
Wait, what do you mean we got chicks like Jesus, dude?
You know, like hella chicks all over the world, they love Jesus.
Jesus is hella hairy though, dude.
I know,
we mean divine like Jesus?
No, our chicks are fine and divine.
Oh, fine and divine, like he's got devoted chicks.
Devotion.
Devotion. Y'all are crazy, man. Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I'm in.
Okay. All right.